What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Cabrera, the podcast and coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcast. And when it comes to breakthrough success, we always help people achieve their breakthroughs. And part of achieving a breakthrough, you look at the big goal, you look at the big accomplishment, but you also have to look through the blocks and the barriers and figure out how can we break through these things that are in our way, that we feel like are holding us back. So that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. The guest who joins us today, he is an expert in helping men to break through the unconscious programming of their past to create wellness, well-being, and ultimate happiness. Our guest is an entrepreneur, and he has gone through some rough patches to get to where he is now. You can say that about anyone. We're going to hear a little bit about his backstory and more, but our guest who joins us today is none other than Greg Gillis. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Greg, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. Looking forward to taking a deep dive into it. And I'm wondering, to kick things off, if you could share, I briefly touched on it, but your whole journey towards reaching this point and helping others create their own path to happiness and shattering their blocks. How did that begin for you?
Yeah, so like a lot of entrepreneurs, constantly striving to become the best version of myself and to have it all and to work hard and really work hard and hustle and grind mentality to just make things happen. But I always felt for years, for probably 20 years of my life in my corporate career and then in business, I felt like it was always taking one or two steps forward and then taking one step back and then taking one or two steps forward and one step back. And it gets quite frustrating. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs then just double down and work harder. And I was no different. And I literally used to just push myself. And I did everything to extremes. So I would work hard. I would party hard. I would play hard. And I was frustrated and I didn't realize why I wasn't achieving. I was doing all the personal development. I'd spent tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over the 20 years on all the personal development. But I still felt like I wasn't achieving my greatness, or I wasn't having that ultimate breakthrough that we all really want, that just kind of enables us to have it all. And it started playing on my mind, and I started getting mental health issues, and I started getting anxiety and stress, and I felt like my business was going to fail, and I felt like a failure, and I felt like I wasn't good enough, and I just had all the pressures and demands and had the family and the children and the finances and everything. And I actually got to a point where I pushed so hard, I had a breakdown. And it was in that breakdown that I literally had to stop, assess my whole life and look for new ways, I guess, of developing and breaking through. And that's when, through having that breakdown, I went on a deep, deep self-healing and self-discovery journey. And that is where my ultimate breakthrough happened, because instead of constantly pushing and looking at external things to create success, love, happiness, wealth, all that abundance, I had to go inwards. And I had to look at the true Greg Gillies and all my limiting beliefs and programming and my entire past and why it was holding me back and why it was making me stuck and why it was stressing me out. So that was the beginning of my huge breakthrough journey, was to go on a very, very deep self-healing and self-discovery journey.
And there are a lot of things I feel like a lot of people can relate to, where they feel like they're making progress, but they haven't hit their ultimate breakthrough. And the sad thing is that people they'll think more about they haven't achieved their big breakthrough than look at me, I'm making progress. And I think that can really paralyze a lot of people, cause that sadness, cause that frustration. So I think it's really important for us to just look at what we've already done, realize it's a process, realize that the breakthrough doesn't happen just because you think it or you want it to happen. It is something that takes time, and you do have to look internally for your happiness, and external. It's not the best indicator. It's not the thing to rely on. And I think one of the big things is, again, that idea where that road to the breakthrough. And I'm wondering, how can we stay confident and upbeat on that path, because sometimes we just look at that end goal and it's more of I'm not there rather than I'm getting closer.
Exactly. Exactly. So as humans, we're most people are either looking at the past and reminding themselves of the mistakes and the failures, which is creating more mistakes and failures, because what you think about, you literally attract to your life. So if we're stressing about what we did wrong in the past, and then we're really fearful and scared about doing it again in the future, or what we want in the future, and whether we believe we can achieve it in the future, and we're never living in the now, living in the now every day is the breakthrough. When you can live in that moment and you can connect with yourself and you can be grateful for what you have and not get caught up in societal hypnosis, is what I call it, that we are getting bombarded by millions of bits of information every day, and it makes us compare and judge and whether we're doing the right thing and whether we're actually breaking through. And we're seeing stuff on social media, which half of it's rubbish. People who are posting their success stories on social media, let's face it, most of it's lies, and they're all getting called out anyway, all these false influences. But we tend to, as human beings, our makeup is to compare ourselves to that. And then we feel like we're always falling short, that we're not ever having a breakthrough. But when you live in the now and connect with yourself and realize how far you've come and how amazing your life is and how grateful you are even to be alive, that is a breakthrough in its own. And if you can live in that place on a day-to-day basis, you will actually achieve unbelievable greatness, because you will energetically attract the positive stuff to yourself. But when we're caught in that negative, limiting beliefs, programming from our past, and then we're constantly striving for the future, most people don't realize that they're actually attracting more of what they don't want. So it's a massive, massive shift. Personal development is shifting in a big, big way. And that's an area that I'm really focused on, is personal development is now around self-discovery and self-healing, so that we can start connecting with our inner self, we can start listening to our intuition, and we can be guided by our inner strength, because we already have all the knowledge. We just have shiny object syndrome, and we feel like we just constantly need to get more info and go to more seminars and read more books. And all that's doing is creating more limiting beliefs about our ability. And that's the big juggling act. And yeah, that's what I focus on, helping people break through.
Yeah. And I think not enough people are focusing on the now. They're thinking about stuff that's further out. Like, for me, I've done podcasting for a while. I naturally have more growth ambitions. We're headed towards episode 400. So wow. I definitely want to grow this podcast more, the other podcasts I have more. But one of the things that I do is I also help people with launch, growing, monetize their podcast. One of my clients is actually coming out with her podcast in a few weeks. So her coming out with her podcast is a big milestone for her. But for me, it allows me to further appreciate the fact that we are at almost 400 episodes of Breakthrough Success. And when you do have something like that comparison, it does allow you to deeper appreciate the now that you're in instead of what you haven't done. And I really like Greg's point of that self-discovery. And I feel like a lot of people, they don't take the time to self-discover. They just hustle and bustle, as Greg was talking about earlier. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how do we really sit down and do that self-discovery process and what it actually looks like?
So it's not as easy as what you think, which is why most people, well, it's not as easy as what people may perceive, the whole mindfulness industry. And it's the reason why 99% of people are really struggling with it and can't live in the now. And it's actually really, really deep. It's deep, underlying, unconscious memory, programming, beliefs, and influences from our past. And a lot of this has been generational. So what I talk to my clients about is the generational belief systems and programming that have been passed down from granddad, great-granddad, great-great-great-granddad, or grandparents that were created in the industrial age, where there was depressions and wars and revolution. And there was a lot of fear and a lot of scarcity. And people were very, very scarce, very fearful. The Industrial Revolution created the factory worker mentality. There was a massive segregation between rich middle class and lower class. And all of those programmings and beliefs around not, I guess, trying to reach your full potential. So there's a saying in Australia and New Zealand, and I know a lot of my American friends laugh at it and just go, I can't believe you guys have this belief system. It's called tall poppy syndrome. Now, tall poppy syndrome is literally when you pop up and you raise up and you start to do something really, really great, most people don't like it. And they want to chop the tall poppy off and they want to hold you down to make themselves feel good again. So this whole mentality is holding people down in mediocrity and not, but it's an old belief system. So when I'm working with clients or when I'm talking with people, the reason why they can't really be grateful and embrace the now and love their life and be in the present is because their unconscious mind has got all of this programming from their childhood that is playing in the background, that is creating conflict between what they want and what they believe. So our mind is in constant conflict. Our conscious mind is where our thoughts and decisions making and stuff comes from. So we want to build a successful business. We want to have it all. We want to have a great marriage, be a great father, have a great business, be really fit and healthy and all that sort of stuff. But we've got this unconscious programming that we don't know that is saying, you're not good enough, you don't deserve money, you're unlovable. And our brains are just in this constant conflict. And then people are getting stuck in their heads. And then the noise and the pressures and the demands of the new world, because there's so much information coming at us, it's putting people into a lot of stress. And that stress is turning into anxiety. And when you're in that negative mental state, it is really, really hard to be grateful, be in the now, be present, be calm, and sit with yourself. I talk to so many people that would love to be able to meditate, and they're like, I can't turn my head off, because their head is just constant chatter, and it's just going round and round and round and round. So I educate a lot of people that they need to put their hand up and just be aware that mental health is also just as important as physical health. Mental health is not because you need to go to a mental hospital. There's nothing wrong with you. We all have mental health, and it's getting more and more important because of the world that we live in now. So the biggest conflicts is we're now living in the most amazing, abundant, opportunistic time in human history, but we have old programming and belief systems that we picked up from generations before us that is literally sabotaging us from making the most of the time that we have now. So people can't break through because they're holding themselves back, but they're not knowing why, because it's stuff that they picked up in their past. So I literally help people reprogram their unconscious mind to let go of all the negative beliefs, emotions, and influences so that they can catapult forward and be who they want to be now in the present.
Coming up on the episode, I'll talk about the key area you need to focus on to see more success in your business and in your life. But one of the ways that you can see more success is through self-education and applying what you learn. And there are few resources that are as good as Skillshare when it comes to obtaining a ton of knowledge. Skillshare has tens of thousands of online classes that you can choose from, anything from like Facebook ads, investing, starting a podcast, anything business related, anything personal development related. There's just so much great content on Skillshare, and they are giving you 2 free months just because you listen to Breakthrough Success. So all you got to do is go to skillshare.com/breakthrough or just use the coupon code breakthrough. You'll get 2 free months to tens of thousands of classes. I've got about 30 classes up on Skillshare right now. That number is going to keep on growing. So you'll see a ton of content for me on that platform. So that's always an option. Skillshare.com/breakthrough for anyone who is interested. Anyway, let's jump right back into the episode. And that is a really good approach, like thinking about the beliefs, thinking about those roots that are really making the difference, really being the roadblocks. And it's hard to see those roots, those blocks, like in every day. It's just when you look deep in yourself, that's when you see them. And I do want to bring up one point you mentioned. You said that one of the things was that people will, you know, they'll be achieving success and then they'll have like people around them saying, no, come back. So like, I feel like that's more of an external thing. Like right now, like the main focus has been internal. And I feel like that's where you have to be a strong person, because if you get external praise, but internally you'll feel good about yourself, it's not going to work. You have to feel great about yourself internally, but externally, I know I had this because of my age. People may like ridicule you or say something because, you know, you're trying to do something great and they're not, and they'll feel bad about you doing something great and they'll compare. So when people are like coming at us, like in that example that you referenced a bit, how can we develop thicker skin so that that doesn't bother us?
So what I tell everybody, and this is the truth, is whenever anybody is projecting or casting negativity onto you, they are literally telling you how they feel about themselves. So when you have that understanding that people projecting negative or trolling online or saying nasty things or telling you that you can't do that and you're not good enough, it is literally them talking to themselves. They are literally talking to a mirror. So when you understand that that is the reason why they're doing it, because they have their own scarcity or their own fear or their own limiting beliefs and they're just casting it onto somebody else, when you understand that that's the reason why they're doing it, then you don't take it on. Then you don't make it about you. Then you understand that it's just the pain they're going through. So instead of reacting and feeling judged and making it kind of slow you down, you actually start having more love and empathy, and you know that they are just telling you how much pain they're in. So when you can change your whole world and your whole mindset and your whole belief system away from fear and scarcity over to love and compassion, your entire world changes, absolutely changes. So your question is, if people are casting judgment, comparison, and negative on you, they are literally telling you how they feel about themselves. And when you understand that, you can't take it on because you go, well, it's not about me. And there's a good saying, if somebody's pointing a finger, there's three pointing back at them, right? Yeah. That is 100% the truth. So just small things like that can make a massive difference to how we feel about ourselves, is because if somebody says something nasty, especially online with social media nowadays, if you're in a good place and you know that it's just them casting their own pain and their own limiting beliefs, then it can't affect you. And you can just keep on soldiering on and be a shining light for them to either go further downward or wake up and go, I actually want what he's got. So maybe I need to look at myself and change if I can get what he's got. But when people react, it's just feeding the bear. It's making the negative person go, see, I'm right. So you can't react. You just need to understand where they're coming from. Yeah. Right.
And it's really interesting how you mentioned how it's just negative people. They're just talking in front of a mirror. And I mean, the thing with negative encounters, and based on what I've experienced and based on what I've seen, is the person who says a negative statement will forget very quickly about that negative statement, but the person who was hit by that statement can remember for a very long time, depending on what was said. And the negative person lives with that negativity and with those thoughts running through their head, while you just have to realize, as Greg mentions, they're just talking to themselves. You just happen to be the person they see in the mirror today. So it's good to have that mental mindset. One of the things I do want to address very quickly, though, is I feel like, I don't think this is something for you or me, but I feel like this could be some people, where sometimes negative and criticism, like corrective criticism, could get blended together. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the difference between negativity and like good, helpful feedback / criticism.
Yeah, I think you can easily differentiate between them, because if somebody is making... So I get constructive criticism when I post my content marketing, my videos and stuff. But I know the intention of those people. Like, I'm probably 3 months into posting regular video content, and I follow a guy who is an absolute world-class leading video marketer, and he will give me direct feedback, and he'll do it on open forum, and I don't take that to heart. I take that as, oh my God, you are giving me all of this wisdom so that I can improve, that most people have to pay for it. So I embrace that, and I just go, thank you so much, and criticize me more because I learn from that. But if it was literally just, who are you to be posting this video? You're crap or whatever. That's different, right? There's no, they're not giving you anything that you can use to improve. They are literally just trying to pull you down. And this, and it doesn't matter how the feedback comes. When you're really good inside yourself and you really know who you are and you've done the inner work and you've cleared all of your own demons and you've really gone into a deep dive into your past and identified negative beliefs and programming that you might have picked up from your parents because they were quite fearful or they didn't achieve what they wanted to in life, or even going through the schooling system, which literally teaches people to have a fear of failure because you can't fail at school. We now live in a world where you have to fail to succeed, right? Like, the more mistakes and the faster you learn, the better. But so many people are so scared of making mistakes that if somebody picks them up, if somebody calls them out and just says, hey, you just made a mistake here, I'd do X, Y, Z. If they're not good in themselves, they might take that personally, even though it's really good feedback that if they did and adjusted it, it would help them improve. They just might not be strong inside themselves, that they just go, oh, I can't believe that they just said something which I believe is negative. Right, I'm not going to post any more videos because I can't handle getting judged. And then they're not getting the breakthrough, right? So self-discovery and just understanding who you are and just being really, it's about self-loving. It's about living from your heart space. And it's about looking after yourself. And it's not just mindset, right? It's like, what do you eat? How do you exercise? Who do you associate with? What do you read? Do you watch the news every night? You are literally programming yourself with negative. It's everything. You literally want to create the best version of yourself on all levels. Am I a great husband? Am I a great father? Am I a great business person? If not, what do I need to learn to change to be better? So yeah, it's amazing. And it's not just around knowledge, right? It's not just going to a rah-rah seminar, or it's not just reading all these books. Because where I got to after doing 20 years of personal development is I was just constantly taking on more knowledge, more knowledge, more knowledge, more knowledge. But I wasn't dealing with the underlying deep programming because I didn't even know it was there, right? It's very, very deep in our unconscious mind. So I took on all of this knowledge and I tried so many things and I wasted a lot of money doing courses, but I was kind of fearful and I was just constantly striving for the next thing that's going to help me break through. I really had the ultimate shiny object syndrome, and it cost me a lot of money to go and make those mistakes. They are really big mistakes, and I wasn't learning my lessons very fast because of all the underlying limiting beliefs about myself. So a lot of people are constantly doing things to get external validation that they're doing the right thing. And they're never looking inside themselves for internal validation and doing the right thing because they just feel and know that is the right thing to do, regardless of what other people think. There is a massive disconnect. And the more people are getting stuck on social media and living on their phones and getting dopamine hits from somebody liking their social media posts, the more that they're doing that, the more they are disconnecting from them, from their true self. And so many people are so disconnected from who they are that they can't even listen to their own intuition. The universe is constantly sending us messages, and those messages are getting louder, they're getting more painful, the suffering is getting bigger, but people are not listening and they're wondering why their lives are spiraling out of control. If we just sit, listen, and just go, I need to deal with this pain and suffering instead of suppressing it, you will have breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. But if you're constantly looking external and you're constantly using social media to get some sort of validation, or some sort of approval, you are never going to be happy. You are never going to find fulfillment. Happiness and fulfillment comes from inside.
Greg, really strong thoughts there. I mean, when it comes to the, again, the external, internal, that comes back, because it's certainly something very important you bring up. And just the idea of, you know, you can consume all the knowledge, but it doesn't do anything for you if you don't do anything. I mean, I know a lot of people listen to Breakthrough Success episodes. The people who make me the happiest are the people, well, obviously the people who mean a lot to me in my life. But when it comes to like listeners, people who consume my content, the people who make me the happiest are the ones who said, I listened to your episode. I did this. I got this result. I'm better off my business, or I'm happier now, like some good results, because it's something that they heard from an episode, took action. So listening to this episode right now, make sure you take action on at least one thing. And I would do that for all the different episodes. And speaking of taking action, Greg, I know Greg is all over the place on the web, but where are some places we can find you right now?
So my website is my name, greggillies.com, which is G-I-L-L-I-E-S is the surname, but I'm sure you're going to drop the link. And I specifically, my life coaching program is specifically around businessmen or married businessmen that had the same struggles that I did. They have the pressures and demands of their business or their corporate career, or they're entrepreneurs that are just working really hard to achieve success. They've got their wife or their partner and their children and their health and their well-being and their spirituality. So they're trying to do it all, and it's hard, and they're struggling, and they're getting stressed, and they self-doubt, and then they self-sabotage. So that is my target market, and that is why my primary social media platform that I post content on is LinkedIn and then Facebook, is because I'm really enjoying LinkedIn, actually. It's got a vibe, it's professional, people are very interactive. Feels like the trolls are too scared to jump on LinkedIn because they'll just get smashed. So Facebook is obviously amazing, but LinkedIn is my main one.
Well, Greg, thank you for sharing those resources. All those will be in the show notes. We'll also throw in the link, markandberry.com/strategy, for anyone who wants to schedule a free strategy call. Be figure out how to launch, grow, monetize your podcast. I also cover YouTube, making money with your content. So schedule that call if you're interested. But once again, Greg, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Mark. It was great chatting. Cheers.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Breakthrough Success. Just to give you an idea of what's coming up in the next episode, if you feel like you've hit rock bottom, or you feel like it's been a while since you've done something really big in terms of your business or your personal life, the next episode is going to be good for you, because we interview someone who went from rock bottom to being able to rebuild and achieve some of the goals that she set out for herself. So that's definitely going to be a good episode, which will be the next episode you listen to on Breakthrough Success. In the meantime, I hope you subscribe and review the show. Those are always great options for anyone to consider if you've been listening to Breakthrough Success episodes. So we'll be capping off with a book recommendation, but until the next episode, dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today.
If you want a great book to read, take a look at The Greater by Aaron Varble. Aaron gives us a futuristic view of life in the 3200s, how society changes, and who the influential people are during this period of history. One thing you learn from the book is that the more things change, the more they stay the same. This is Aaron's first novel in his nonfiction series, which you can learn more about over at nonfictionbookseries.com.